Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Alan C. Guelzo presents Robert E. Lee A. Life as a major modern biography of the Confederate general, written for readers who want more than either admiration or denunciation. The book examines Lee as a soldier, son, husband, slaveholder, Virginian, defeated rebel, and postwar symbol. Its central problem is moral as much as biographical, how a United States Army officer who opposed secession in principle and regarded slavery as troubling could resign his commission and lead armies fighting to preserve a slaveholding rebellion. Guelzo, already known for scholarship on Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War, and Reconstruction, uses Lee to explore character under pressure, the limits of personal honor, and the ways public memory can polish failure into legend. The result is a deeply researched Civil War biography that connects military history, family psychology, religion, race, politics, and historical memory without treating Lee as either a saintly marble hero or a simple villain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lee is a test case in biography after treason. Guelzo frames the biography around a difficult question: how should historians write about a figure whose personal virtues coexist with a catastrophic public choice? Lee was admired for dignity, self-control, courtesy, courage, and professional competence, yet those qualities did not prevent him from taking up arms against the United States. The book treats treason not as a rhetorical insult, but as a historical fact that demands explanation. This approach matters because biography often creates intimacy with its subject, and intimacy can soften judgment. Guelzo resists that drift by keeping moral responsibility visible, even while examining motive, temperament, and circumstance. He does not reduce Lee to ideology alone, but he also does not allow refinement of manners to cancel the consequences of rebellion. The result is a biography shaped by tension. Readers are asked to understand why Lee acted as he did while still weighing the damage caused by those actions. That tension gives the book its distinctive seriousness. Secondly, family insecurity and the shadow of Light Horse Harry Lee. A major interpretive thread in the book is the influence of Lee family history, especially the failure and absence of his father, Revolutionary War officer Light Horse Harry Lee. Guelzo presents Robert as a man shaped by a childhood marked by instability, debt, and abandonment. This background helps explain his pursuit of order, discipline, respectability, and spotless conduct. His famous record at West Point, his engineering career, and his controlled public bearing all fit a personality determined not to repeat paternal disorder. Guelzo also connects this family pattern to the 1861 crisis. Lee did not simply choose an abstract theory of states' rights. He also feared ruin for his family and the loss of Virginia property tied to his wife and children. This does not excuse the decision to join the Confederacy, but it clarifies its emotional logic. In Guelzo's view, Lee often translated moral and political questions into questions of family duty, inheritance, and personal obligation, sometimes with tragic results. Thirdly, military brilliance limited by audacity and strategic misjudgment. The book treats Lee as a formidable battlefield commander without treating military skill as moral vindication. Guelzo recognizes the qualities that made Lee effective: speed of movement, confidence under pressure, ability to inspire subordinates, and a willingness to take risks when Confederate resources were limited. Campaigns in Virginia showed his capacity to seize initiative against larger Union forces. Yet the biography also stresses the cost of his aggressiveness. Lee repeatedly relied on offensive action that produced heavy casualties his army could not easily replace. Gettysburg becomes especially important because it exposed the danger of converting tactical boldness into strategic overreach. Guelzo does not present Lee as merely unlucky, nor as an infallible genius betrayed by others. He places Lee within the material realities of the war, including manpower, logistics, political expectations, and the growing power of Union armies. This balanced treatment separates professional competence from strategic wisdom and reminds readers that admired commanders can still deepen the disasters they hope to solve. Fourthly, slavery, secession, and the failure of moral clarity. Guelzo gives sustained attention to the contradiction between Lee's opposition to secession and slavery in some statements and his actual service to a rebellion built around slavery. Lee could express discomfort with slavery, yet he remained embedded in a slaveholding society and benefited from its structures. The book presents this as more than inconsistency. It is a failure to act on available moral knowledge. Guelzo contrasts Lee with Lincoln, not because Lincoln was simple or flawless, but because Lincoln moved toward a clearer recognition of slavery as a national wrong. Lee, by comparison, often treated slavery as a providential or social problem to be endured, rather than a system requiring decisive repudiation. His actions as an executor connected to enslaved people at Arlington further complicate any claim that he stood apart from the institution. The biography therefore challenges the notion that private misgivings are enough. For Guelzo, Li's tragedy lies partly in knowing enough to hesitate, but not enough to refuse. Lastly, from defeated general to contested monument of American memory, the final significance of Li and Guelzo book extends beyond the battlefield into the politics of memory. After the Civil War, Li became central to lost cause interpretation, which recast the Confederacy as noble, defensive, and honorable while minimizing slavery and racial oppression. Guelzo shows that Li's dignified image was unusually useful for this purpose. His reserve, appearance, and post-war association with education allowed later admirers to transform him into a symbol of sacrifice and regional pride. Yet this symbolic use carried consequences. It helped sustain Southern grievance and obscure the racial realities of the cause he served. The modern removal of Li's statues forms part of the context in which the biography appeared, but Guelzo does not treat memory debates as simple iconoclasm versus reverence. He asks what kind of history remains after monuments fall. The answer is not forgetting Li, but studying him more carefully, with attention to both personal complexity and public harm. In conclusion, Robert E. Li's life is best suited for readers interested in Civil War history, serious biography, American memory, and the moral evaluation of public figures. It will be especially useful to readers who already know the outline of the war, but want a fuller account of why Li remains so difficult to interpret. The book offers intellectual benefits rather than simple lessons. It teaches how personal character, family duty, religious language, social hierarchy, and political crisis can converge in decisions of national consequence. It also helps readers distinguish understanding from exoneration, a skill useful far beyond Civil War studies. Compared with older biographies that often emphasize military command or genteel nobility, Guelzo foregrounds moral ambiguity, slavery, treason, and the later construction of Li as an icon. Compared with works that focus mainly on condemnation, it takes time to examine motive, temperament, and context. That combination makes the book stand out in a crowded field. It is not a neutral portrait in the sense of avoiding judgment. Rather, it is balanced because it judges after sustained examination. Readers seeking a humane but unsentimental biography of Li will find it one of the most significant modern treatments. If you would like to support Alan C. Guelzo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.